All bets are off on everything. 7, almost 8 past the hour. I've just started watching one of the most fascinating videos I have ever seen in my life. We have got to get this up in the video of the day. This is a reenactment. It is so lifelike.
All right, Rain Man, what
now,
is it?
It's the U.S. Airways flight taking off from LaGuardia. Climbing out over New York, you would swear there's a helicopter following this plane, and as it hits the bird, it's astounding. I'm listening to the New York departure air traffic control. I'm listening to Captain Sullenberger, and I'm watching the plane's engines flame out as he's up about, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 feet over New York. And you're looking at this from the cockpit. You're looking at it as if you were flying next to the plane, and you're listening to this. It is absolutely the most...
How did they have that video?
It is amazing, amazing. Richie, we've got to get this up.
Is it computer-generated? Yeah, is it a reenactment?
Well, it's a sort of... But you can't tell. It's so real. It looks like it is... I just can't put words to it. And, you know, it takes a lot for me to not be able to put words with some of the...
Yeah, it's probably a computer reenactment.
It is... absolutely spellbinding. You can hear a little of the stuff in the background, but somebody just sent me this, and as a matter of fact, it was John Harper, who's my pal at WMEL, who'll be on with us tomorrow morning as we bring in. I can't watch the rest of it now because I got to get back to Jack being here. But it is, my God, whew, you talk about something that's amazing. It will give you. We'll have it for sure tomorrow as the video of the day. All right, Richie, I'll make sure that you have that to send along to Ken. Meanwhile, my pal Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Jack is a NUCA specialist. He's a chiropractor that specializes in working on your neck and your shoulders and the real problem for most of us, whether we know it or not, is what goes on in our upper spine, i.e. our neck, the discs that are there and all the things that can be problematic and can really ruin your ability to enjoy your life if the things are not properly adjusted. I found a whole new world. It took me, I think, 4 or 5 times of falling off the tractor or doing whatever this spring and summer before I felt like I was out of adjustment, Jack. You're just not close enough for me to run and see, which is kind of a tragedy. It really is an amazing thing when you realize how your body works. And I've just given you an example because we all tell our own stories best. Yesterday I was at the dentist's office because I have an impacted lower left molar that has had 2 root canals. It's been in and out and fixed wrong by 3 dentists. Each time it's cost me $3,000, and this damn thing is no good now. I have to have it taken out and rebuilt another $3,000-$4,000. I don't tell you that story because I'm angry. I am angry about having to spend all that money and having it done by these charlatans that call themselves dentists. But what we were talking about, this dentist and I were talking about how the jaw and the neck and the head and everything, you'd have been a great fly on the wall, Jack, for this conversation, how so connected all of this area, the jaw and the neck and the skull and the spine are to our health and well-being. It really is. It's extraordinary what we kind of don't know about it. And the reason I bring it up is because the NFL Players Association, Richie, today announced that they were filing a multi-jillion-billion-dollar lawsuit against the NFL because the NFL Players Association says that as early as the 1920s, can you imagine the kind of money they're going to be looking for? As early as the 1920s, the harmful effects on a player's brain because of concussions that have come about as a result of the coaches, trainers, and owners concealing from the players. 75 players involved in this suit. And we all know of the people who have either killed themselves or died. The NFL Committee on Mild Traumatic Brain Injury. They call it mild traumatic brain injury. Now, you know what I've been through. I've told this story on the air any number of times about me having my brain examined at
Seroscan.
At Seroscan out in Denver. And their biggest customer is the NFL. They don't want to tell you that. But all these players are going in having their brain examined, and that's basically the background for this suit. So I guess, Jack, our job here, because this is going to become the number one item on sports talk radio stations, if it hasn't already, it will through the course of the day today, and it'll become general information, coupled with the Alzheimer's Association having their annual meeting and focusing on brain injuries and how that causes dementia and Alzheimer's. I mean, it's all coming back around to roost. So in your area of expertise, how can you work with or guard against, or what can be done? Because the NFL and the colleges have football, high schools have football, they're all going to fight this instead of working and trying to, you know, okay, we acknowledge there's a problem, how can we fix it? How can it be fixed?
Well, this is one of those situations where the body can receive some kind of an impact. In football, it doesn't just have to be head-to-head. Because of the additional weight of the helmet sitting on top of the head destabilizes the connection between the head and the neck even more. Mm-hmm. So just a good clip from behind, or some running back coming through the line that didn't see that pulling guard that takes him out from the side. Constant whiplashing going on to the spine all the way during the game. And it's not just the football people. It's the 8-9-year-old soccer kids that are out there on the field who have
hockey,
even less.
Hockey, soccer.
You got it.
Wrestling,
everything.
Boxing, any of that stuff. If you're a parent and you allow your kid to play any of these sports, you're a damned poor parent.
Well,
if you know what we know, and I sure have been talking about it a lot, you can't let your child be exposed to this kind of stuff and be considered a good parent. You can't.
Well, I can't argue with that.
I'm very strident about this. I think parents are extraordinarily irresponsible. Once you know this information and you let your child play knowing that the helmets are substandard, I mean, if they're substandard at the NFL where they get nothing but money, what the heck's going on at the college level? What's going on at the high school level?
Well, precisely, precisely. And the only way that you can secure the head with the neck with heavy-duty contact sports is you'd have to have a helmet that was so ridiculously immobile,
right,
attached to the shoulders,
yeah,
and the back, so that you couldn't even move your... You'd end up looking like somebody walking on the surface of the moon.
So then that begs the question, why would any player in the NFL, if they're going to sue, saying, you know that this is harming us, why would the defense would have to go...
Why did you take our money?
Yeah, why are you taking our money?
Well, precisely. Precisely. And don't tell us that you didn't know from your first Pop Warner football game when you were 9 years old.
Where your parents would allow you to be endangered. Of course.
Exactly.
It's going to be a ring around the rosy.
This
is no surprise. The bottom line is going to be a national discussion about this, and maybe just parents and people other than parents who want to play this game who are so... I was told... either whether I was in Texas or Ohio, you bring this up and it'll be the ruination of us. It'll be the end of the program. It's a football state, high school, college. We can't survive without it. Well, how in the name of heavens can you say honestly that you're doing the most you can? I mean, I can hear people saying we're doing the most we can with our resources. Yep, I can hear that. But that isn't good enough, obviously, to protect these players. And, yeah, they'll throw it back in their face. They'll throw it back at them and say, well, you took our money, so you volunteered. We didn't
Precisely. You knew when you walked out there on the field,
yeah,
that you were going to take a chance of suffering injury.
Yeah.
I can remember, in my earliest experiences with high school football, and every now and then you could hear a crush going on between an offensive, defensive player. You could hear it.
Ooh.
You could hear it up in the stands.
Yeah.
And the fans, the parents, friends, would go, oh, or ooh, and you'd hear that.
But you know what they're saying, Jack? They're saying the suit alleges that in June of last year, the NFL acknowledged concussions lead to dementia, memory loss, and all kinds of related symptoms. That's what they're hanging their hat on. The NFL acknowledged, and again, I go back to Seroscan and the work that they're doing. This is so avant-garde, this is so cutting edge, having that facility able to do this sort of thing. But this is what they're hanging their hat on. The NFL knew, because they admitted that they knew that they were having all these problems. So that's where I think you got, I mean, you know as well as I do, they got some smart lawyers on this. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gone public with it.
Well, you know, it's, and you're absolutely right. But to me, it's very similar to the pharmaceutical industry. After all the testing is done, you get FDA approval for this drug. They know when that drug hits the street, there's a certain percentage of people who are either going to be killed by it or seriously maimed. Yeah. So that they, there's a huge push for that drug.
How many high school
put off to the side to pay off the lawsuits?
How many high school kids do you see, or college kids, in your office in Salt Lake City?
For every sport you can imagine. I just started taking care of a 14-year-old girl here the other day for lacrosse injuries.
Mm.
Well, getting a stick across her head.
Yeah.
And the parent says, well, she loves the game. What are we going to do? And I said, when she walks
out, you're
going to
be a
field,
parent. Hello.
That's, you know, and here's the daughter. The daughter staring at me with this look on her face that says, please don't tell my mother I can't play anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm looking at the mother, and I'm telling her, listen, every time she walks out on the field, I don't care whether it's basketball, wrestling, 8-year-old soccer games, or 16-year-old football games, there's a serious risk of injury because you've already have a very unstable joint at the top of the neck, at
it's
the bottom
the size
of the skull.
Of a quarter.
The actual bone, you're right, the actual bony contact between the skull and the neck is about the size of a quarter. Mm-hmm. And it's so, and the instability there is designed to give you the incredible range of motion that the head has on the neck. Mm-hmm. But that comes at a price.
Yep.
And it's not designed to be whiplashed.
And by the way, fathers are not going to, and I say this, somebody's going to throw some at the radio, fathers are not going to take as much action as mothers. Mothers, 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 moms, 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 please, please, please examine this information. Understand what your child, whether female or male, is asking you to give them permission to do, whether it's the hockey that Jack's talking about, football, wrestling, hockey, any of this stuff.
I tell them to go to golf. I said, hey, take up golf.
Whatever.
That's a lot easier on you.
Yeah. I mean, we need to encourage. I don't want to sound like a hypocrite here, because we really do need. We've had conversations this week, this month, this year about how outrageous it is that the government is cutting funding for physical education programs and classes. And but there are plenty of ways of getting yourself and keeping yourself in shape that don't involve danger to your future. I mean, think of it this way. Those parents who allow their children to get involved in these things at an early age, or you play in college or whatever, you are now opening yourselves up to cutting off your life by the time you're 60. That's the decision you're going to make.
And exactly what you're saying here. There is a seniors golf tour out there all over the world. There is no seniors football tour.
Yeah. Right.
They're over with.
The seniors football tour is when they're 35.
Yeah.
That's about it.
It's over.
And by the time they're 45, 50, 55, they're stroking out.
Yeah.
They're having serious liver problems.
Yeah.
And their health just goes down rapidly.
Yeah, you watch a guy like Troy Aikman, who had, like, what, 4 or 5 concussions?
Yeah.
See what he's looking like in another 10 years.
So is this like the gladiators, the stands, the fans in the stands
precisely
are more interested in watching these guys get beaten up, and they don't care what happens to them, they're just using them?
Well, something else you said here a moment ago, Doug, that's very true about the mothers. It's the mothers who bring me their injured teenagers,
not
the fathers.
Yeah.
The mothers do.
Yeah. Hi, moms. This is the battle cry for you. Jack, thank you. JackStockwell.com is a good place to go for all kinds of health information. He does a great job of ferreting out all kinds of information that's important for you to check out. Again, JackStockwell.com. You can go to his picture in the contributors box at DougStephan.com. Click right over to his website. 21 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We'll get Dr. Ken involved in this discussion in the next half hour.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, time for one of our favorite games here on Good Day. It's your opportunity to show your knowledge about music. We have prepared the top five songs from this week in 1975. We're going to play all five of them in reverse order, i.e. five to number one. And we'll ask you to identify the artist doing the song and the name of the song. So we have a lady who's very well known. You recognize her voice here. This song was number five during this week in 1975. So you listen to it. Oh, yeah, I remember that song. Just jot it down. And then you'll call. You'll go through the top five with us. And the person who gets the right order and right identities gets the swell Doug Steffen prize. Okay,
wow.
As long as you haven't won before.
What a sappy, sweet, salty
This is a very
week.
Sappy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is a big sappy week in pop music. All right, so crank this up just for a second, Richie Moore.
You didn't leave too much behind.
This was her third number one hit, if I remember correctly.
Sorry,
very interesting name. Very sweet. Just good stuff. All right, that's number five. Here's number four.
Great song.
It's a great pop song. I love pop music. This is pop. This is the best of pop music. I think there's a lot of heavy lifting involved in this. Anybody disagree? Roberta, Jennifer, Richie?
I am stumped.
You're stumped?
Absolutely.
You're kidding. About the first or the number
five? No, totally stumped.
Yeah, the first one's going to be a little hard.
Really?
Because it wasn't one of her massive hits. It was number one, but it wasn't one of her massive hits.
Yeah.
This song, Jennifer, is a gimme for anybody over the age of
10.
Nah.
All right. Number three.
Show me an 11-year-old who knows that one.
Listen to this sap coming up here.
Yeah, this is great.
Okay, I know this one.
All right. Jennifer loves the sap songs. 800-510-8255 when you figure out the title, the artist and the title of these songs. Number three.
What year was it?
1975.
Wait a minute. You know this song, but not the last song?
I actually recognize this one.
Wow.
Don't forget, I was -3 in this year.
All right. Here's another great one. My God, do I love
this one.
Ah, this is more than fantastic.
Jennifer, it's almost criminal that you know this and you don't know number four.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest.
Honesty never pays you, Jennifer. Let me learn that.
Based on number 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, I can almost guess what number, number 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, what number 1 is by the artist. I'm going to give you a clue just because I think is it silly?
Nope.
Really?
Okay. But it's close.
Okay.
It was the one after Silly. Here we go. Number one this week in 1975.
That people will find a way to go no matter what the man says.
All right. This is not involved in it.
Love is fine.
All right.
All we know.
All right. Let's review them again. Number five.
Wow.
To number one this week in 75. Identify the songs. Here's number five again. All right. Number four. Alright. Number three. Number two. Number one.
Oh, yes, indeed, we know that people will find a way to go no matter what the man says.
Oh, I gotta hear the hook here. Let me hear it.
Love is fine for all we know.
Right.
For all we know, our love will grow.
Another
hook.
That's what the man says. Don't you listen to what the man says.
All right, 800.
Hold on.
What?
He said.
Come on. 800-510-8255. Go back to Kleenex and tissue paper. Wait, please. What are the top five songs this week in 1975? You just heard them played in order.
Yeah.
From number five to number one, Casey Kasem here on American Top 40.
So
I want to know
time.
If you're reaching for the stars with your feet are still on the ground.
Reaching for the stars.
800-510-TALK-20 and after on Good Day.
Man's best friend provides more than mere companionship. The need to walk a dog daily is a great form of exercise for both the dog and the walker. Walking improves blood supply, helps maintain proper body weight, and helps control blood pressure. Studies have disclosed that petting a dog reduces blood pressure and heart rate. This stress buster provides positive health benefits for the owners of 77.5 million dogs that reside in 39% of American households, according to the Humane Society of the United States. Walking a dog can also help with stroke management and prevention. 30 minutes of daily exercise, not smoking, and proper nutrition are included in risk factor management. A United States National Institutes of Health-funded study of 2,000 adults discovered that persons who regularly walk their dogs were more physically active and less likely to be obese than non-dog walkers. For more information on vascular health, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery website at vascularweb.org.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You got any makeup on, Roberta? Jennifer?
A little left over from last night.
Bridgie?
Oh, you didn't take it off?
No, not right now. Okay. Maybe later.
Just checking. 33 and change. I was 34 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day Wednesday program. And before we get to, Dr. Guy, I have two stories. We're going to play Name That Drug, by the way, with Dr. Ken in a minute.
Oxycontin. Oh.
I didn't say, what was your drug of choice? I said, we're going to play Name That Drug in a minute. Dr. Ken will join us. I want to talk about this NFL suit with him. This will be my cause celebrity. Mm-hmm. And it's good because Ken has been reporting this week on the American Association of Alzheimer's, whatever they call it, Alzheimer's Association.
You forgot.
Yeah, right. I forgot what they were called. Very funny, Jennifer. Anyway, so, but the big problem is this, these helmets and the sports stuff. And so anyway, we'll get on to that in a few minutes. Before we do that, though, and play Name That Drug, I have a quick story, and then we're going to get to the songs. Let's do the song first, then I'll tell my story with you, okay? We are asking you to identify the top five songs from this week in 1975. I figured this was a slam dunker.
No.
Why? What do you mean, no?
Number five, number three, and number
big
two.
Big wuss. And number, no. These are not difficult for anybody.
Number five and number three. Number five, everybody will know the artist. Nobody will know the name of the song is tough.
Would you please do something about your nose?
Not much I can do.
Here we go. The top five songs. I'm going to repeat them again. You name them in order from five to one. You get the swell prize if you haven't won before. Naming the top five songs. This is this week in 1975. This was the number five song.
Please, Mr. Please.
All right, that's enough. Number four. This is a great week in pop music. All right, number three.
Oh, let the title hit. Let the title hit.
Right. Everybody knows the title from just listening.
Apparently not.
Totally.
One of these nights, okay. Okay. What's the name of this group? English group. Number two. Remember, this is the middle of the disco era. And this thing, this rocks me like you couldn't believe when I listened to this. It does.
I'm doing the hustle here.
It's crazy. Will you
quiet?
It
rocks me.
Number one.
Oh, yes, indeed, we know that people will find a way to go no matter what the man.
All right. So there they are. Number 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. This week in 1975. Identify them, please. And you'll even get a bonus prize for figuring it out. Okay. So I've been working on the flower beds around the house. I have my house is surrounded by shrubs and flowers and stuff, and I love to be able to bring out the best. Just, you know, sort of have a nice warm. There's something about flowers and stuff that's really warming and welcoming. So I had a couple of guys working on the beds over the weekend, digging out everything, and so smoothing it all out. Well, Charlotte has this favorite little place under one of the bushes that she likes to dig. So when they went in there, she was really upset. She was boofing at this. One of the kids was in there, and she was giving him the what to because he was messing up her hole. So anyway, he cleans out the bed. Every morning she has her routine. I let her. She's out, and she wanders around the farm for a couple of hours just sniffing and making sure everything is fine. So I just stuck my head out. I heard her making some noise, so I went outside and looked. I just went to the door. And she picks her head up, and her entire face is covered with dirt, covered with dust and dirt. She's now the hole was filled. She's reopened the hole. And she's, because it's easier to dig it because there's no weeds and there's nothing in there. It's just dirt. So now she's made the hole about 4 feet deep. And she looks at me as if to say, what the heck are you looking at, Charlie? Chump. You know how dogs are. So anyway, that's the Charlotte digging story. All right, I'm getting annoyed because nobody's figured out what these five songs are.
I told you they were
Where's
hard.
Where's Ken? I'm putting this to Ken.
Yeah, we've done this before. And
he doesn't know either.
Ken doesn't get it?
No.
Well, we'll let him have a chance to say he's not
sure,
going to get
okay.
it. All right, why wouldn't you do that? Where are you? Are you there?
I'm ready to be embarrassed.
That's not about embarrassing you. I just figure there are things about you that I know because we're friends that people wouldn't suspect from you. You have a wicked sense of humor. You are very dry about stuff. The biggest kick I get out of you, though, and I can say this, I wouldn't say it on Saturday, but I would say it. I'll get off on one of my tangents, and I'll start talking about something, and Ken will not respond to me. He will say nothing, and I'm left out there. The saw is in my hand, and I'm on the other side of the limb, and I'm sawing away, and I'm looking for some help from him. What does he give me? Oh, let's go back to this. Or can we talk about something? He doesn't want to get engaged in it,
because
so he just cuts the conversation off.
One of the two of you has to worry about your credibility.
No, it's not.
And it ain't you.
Yeah. No, but he does that all the time. He says to me, and
sure.
I don't. Last Saturday you did.
Because you start attacking the industry that he works in.
No. Well, that's because they deserve to be attacked most of the time.
Right.
But,
so what's he going to do? Jump
he
on
says,
with you?
What was it we were talking about?
Some insight here, Doug.
No. Well, last week, what did you do to me? You shut me off.
What
I was in the middle of a great story, and you just said, let's get back to something or other. I can't remember what it was. I just remembered being PO'd that you brought me back around to it. Do you remember what we were talking about?
Just politely trying to get you back on target.
There you go.
All right.
You actually think he's going to jump on your bandwagon with you?
Wow, I thought this was a very interesting, compelling story, and he didn't have one word to say, okay, let's talk about this, is what he said. Or wait, let's go back to this,
sure.
Whatever
Listen
it was.
Listen to Rich, Doug.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Do I have to? All right. 20 before the hour. Now, I'm going to do this, if it kills me, this top five song, but I want to get to the NFL suit that you see that's here for the first time this morning, Ken. And also coupling that with more information from the Alzheimer's Association International Conference. I know you've had a lot of stuff on that this week because there's important info coming out of it. But before we get to that, Sean is going to save us all from ourselves. He's up in Fairbanks, Alaska. Sean, welcome to Good Day.
Oh, good morning.
All right. So
yeah, I think I did this a few months ago. You couldn't get anybody to answer, and I called in and
really was it you?
You impressed us.
Did you win?
It was like a top five from 1978.
Yeah, but did you win?
Yeah.
So
he saved it.
So you're the 70s expert.
Do we want to let him do this again and
let's
ruin it
let
for everybody
try.
Else?
Let's see. Let's see how he
All
does.
Right. Now, go ahead.
I'm gonna save the one I think he's stuck on for last. So
how do you know he's stuck on?
We'll start with number four.
right, what's this, Sean?
One of These Nights by the Eagles.
All right, okay. What's number? That's number four. It's number three. What's this?
I'm Not in Love by 10cc.
Number two.
Very good.
What's this?
That's The Hustle by Van McCoy.
Very good. All right,
number
here's the
one. Actually, this was the one that really stumped me. I think What the Man Said by Paul McCartney and Wings.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Then let's see if you can get number five, which I thought was the hardest one. Hold on, man. Let me start.
All right, so what's this, Sean?
Oh, yeah, I think you're leading me on to say Please, Mr. Please by Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah,
there you
okay.
Good job.
All right, this is good. But the rest of you in the audience, the millions listening around the country and around the world, should be ashamed of yourself.
The 70s was a hard time for music, man. It was some bad music
everybody
in the 70s.
Remember what they
There's
were
nothing
doing
in there that's bad. That stuff's all good. All right, Sean. What'd you start to say?
So songs from this year, I start to remember I'm Easy by Keith Carradine.
Right,
That was just another cheesy pop song I remember from that era. And then years later, I saw the movie Nashville, which it was featured in, which was turned out to be one of my all-time favorite movies.
Very interesting movie. Yep, Robert Altman did some very interesting stuff. All right, Sean, you're a good man. Thank you. Hold on a second. All right, so Ken, time to play Name That Drug.
Name That Drug.
Yeah.
And it's not OxyContin. We already picked that.
No. Here's the story. Another story. Yesterday, I went to the dentist. I think I told you that my left lower molar or whatever that tooth is was really, really bothering me. And so I went to have it examined. And this is a tooth that I've had for the last 3 years. I've had at least three different routines done on this. Two of them involved doing a root canal and then doing it over again. I realized what a bunch of sharks dentists are. I mean, that's really what I'm coming down to here. And how do you know that they're telling you the truth? I went to this guy. My daughter goes to him.
Any worse than dairy farmers who sell raw milk?
Wait a minute.
How do you know?
What is that supposed to mean?
No, there's some trust here.
Well, of course there's trust. But what does selling raw milk got to do with dentists who
I'm surprised you're going after the dentist, because going through this implant surgery, I was at the dentist yesterday.
Yeah.
And
how do you know
charged,
he's doing? How do you know he's doing the right thing?
Well, I trust him, because you go around, you select a doctor that you trust. But I can't believe you're not upset at the insurance company, because that's the real problem with dental.
Why would I be?
Because
I don't have any dental insurance. It's too expensive.
Your dental insurance doesn't cover anything.
Doesn't cover anything.
If you had it, it wouldn't cover anything.
Yeah. So I paid $3,000 last year, $3,000 the year before, and $3,000 3 years ago to have this tooth worked on. And guess what? It's got to come out.
Yeah.
Because the guy's messed up underneath there and the bone and all this other stuff.
Is it the same dentist who did all this work?
No, I've been to three different dentists. The only one who did it right is the dentist that I had that died. The rest of them I've been to, just basically took your money and that's the problem with dentistry. It seems to me.
But it would be unlikely, Doug, that so three dentists aside from the one who unfortunately expired worked on this?
Yes. And each one of them did a different thing to supposedly fix the tooth, and they all involve root canals. And the root canals, they did them over, and then they did them over again. The first time I had it done was when I was 19, and the bone structure under it is all shot. There's an inflammation and infection there.
But unless you're in a pocket of incredibly poor dental talent.
No, I'm in Los Angeles and Boston.
Exactly.
Right. So how does it happen?
I don't know why you're blaming the dentist.
Because the dentists suck. They did a terrible job. They have to do it over again.
All three of them?
All of them. Except the guy who's dead. Anyway.
Can I ask you a question? Do you brush your teeth often?
I brush my teeth 2-3 times a day. Thank you.
Do you floss?
I do.
Every day?
4 or 5 times a week.
Hmm.
But that's not either it. Anyway, the reason I said, what's that drug?
Okay.
He gave me amoxicillin.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. What does that do?
It's an antibiotic. It's similar to penicillin.
Oh, is it? Okay. So that'll take care of all of the stuff that's rumbling around in there.
It's used to treat bacterial infections.
So why do you trust the guy who's going to do the job now?
Because he made sense, and he didn't try to sell me anything. He wasn't trying to sell me. He said, if you don't want to get this done, it's fine. It cost me $100 to go there. He says, for $300, I'll take the tooth out, stitch it up, and you'll never have a problem again. but I don't want to lose the integrity of having that tooth there. So I could have this process, another process, another process. All the rest of them, except the guy who's dead, said, if you don't do this, you'll lose everything. When, in fact, there's a bridge over it that has kept the teeth up above in what they call a state of integrity. You know what I'm talking about, Ken. If you don't have something below it, there's nothing to keep it from getting loose itself. The teeth require pressure from above and below in order to function properly. And you don't have a match for it.
Do you know any good dental hygienists?
I dated one once.
Which means you can't call her.
They know who the good dentists are.
Yeah, okay. Well, I did. This guy, remember Bordick, the doctor that I see up here, who's my physician in Massachusetts, he's the one who recommended this guy. So, anyway, the reason I'm saying this to everybody is be careful when you go to the dentist. Know that you go, it's like going to a doctor, but different.
Absolutely.
Because you have to pay for it yourself. With a doctor, most of the time insurance pays for it, but you got to have somebody you can trust. If you don't trust them, get another opinion, and if the opinions differ, then go with your gut. I think that's the advice you'd give, Ken, wouldn't it be, for the most part?
You have to pick a dentist like you do a doctor or any other professional. You need to look into their experience, and you need to make sure you talk to others who have been there.
Right. All right, let's spend a minute talking about, this is the only place I can't use Salon Paws. I cannot put Salon Paws on my tooth. This is not an internal item. This is an external item, but boy, does it work well. It stops the pain at the site of the pain. You go to Dr. Ken's website, and you'll see where you can click onto the Salon Paws button and get a free sample. You can do that at DougStefan.com. The people that come in, you offer them to people that come into your office in Orlando, and people love the stuff. They come back and tell you, I put it on, got healing, or it's not healing, it's relief. There's a difference between relief and healing, right?
Absolutely. And this gets to the pain. There are two different types of patches. There's one for general pain. There's one for arthritis. And we give out samples that I like in the office. This is one of the most popular ones. It's the first FDA-approved pain patch for mild to moderate pain. Why go to the pills first if you can try this and see if it works? I don't know why you'd want to go anywhere else.
It's a strange name, Salon Paws, but it's a product that we recommend. It works. Or you can, there are two ways of approaching this. You go to Dr. Ken's website and ask him to send you a free patch so you can try it yourself. Or if you're really in pain, go by your local drugstore or superstore. They'll have a 5-count box. It's Salon Paws, SALNPAS. All right? Go get a free sample or go get the product. But this is no hype. When you try it, you will absolutely love it. So, the Alzheimer's Association having their annual international conference this week, and the headline, Brain Injury Raises Dementia Risk, Study Finds. Now, on top of that, the NFL today announces a suit against the NFL Players Association, against the NFL Owners Association, for $9 billion, because basically the NFL says that the Players Union says the NFL admitted last year to what the Alzheimer's Association conference suggests, you bash your brain around, you're going to get dementia and Alzheimer's.
Doug,
right?
There are two important lessons from this international meeting on Alzheimer's. The one involves what you're talking about right now, is that multiple small head injuries over the course of your life does dramatically increase your risk of getting Alzheimer's.
Isn't that amazing? All of these things that we expose ourselves to, and parents, people are not happy with me saying this, but how could a responsible parent, when you hear all of this stuff, say okay to your children to play these kinds of sports, knowing that there's a significant risk that something down the road, when the child becomes an adult, 50, 60 years of age, it may curtail life as they know it. It's that dramatic, isn't it, Ken?
I mean, my daughter doesn't like to play soccer or lacrosse. Yeah. And the other lesson from this meeting is that healthy living, what we talk about all the time, dramatically lowers your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease. We'll talk more about that this weekend.
All right, Dr. Ken on Good Day.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Keep a changing, the world's rearranging, but Edna,
my God,
timeless to me.
Who can guess? This would be a great trivia question.
I know what this is right away.
Whose voice is this? Chucker, you know whose voice this? Who's singing this?
Take what comes.
Yeah, John Travolta and Hairspray.
Yeah,
that's not Travolta singing.
Chris Walken.
Yeah, Christopher Walken is singing. This is from, you're right though, it's from Hairspray.
Yes.
Number one movie during this week in 2007. This was one of the defining. I thought Walken really showed his versatility in this. Well, he's a very good actor. Crank this up, Richie.
They say time is a bandit.
Very good actor.
I take the opposite view. Cause when I need a lift, time.
Where was it? Who is with me on Block Island? Was there anybody?
I was.
Richie,
yeah.
You with me?
Yeah, we went to saw his house.
Yeah. Right. He's apparently like a hermit. He walks around, and what did Holland told us, he was always in black.
Yeah.
He walks around in the summer. He spends on this little island off the coast of Rhode Island called Block Island.
Just north of the Hamptons, yeah.
Yeah, right. Anyway, this song's called You're Timeless to Me. Is Travolta singing? Can I hear Travolta?
Timeless to me.
Yes, that's it.
That's Travolta.
Hairdos are higher.
Yeah.
Mine feels like barbed wire.
Another really good actor who plays these kind of roles well. Bad guys. I'm just thinking about what a really good bad guy, Chucker, he was in Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. He was really good in that role as a baddie.
He was very good, and he also was good as a villain and a good guy in the same film, which was Face Off with Nicolas Cage. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. That was a little too
intense. No, not Nicolas Cage.
No, Nicolas Cage is that.
Was it Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage is the other one. Yeah, right. Richie, don't correct people that know
it. You know, I step out of the limb when I try to correct Chucker, but I thought it was the other guy.
Right. I'd trust my gut and keep quiet.
Show it off.
55 past the hour now. We're going to do, let's see if we can. This may be a toughie. I don't know this movie at all, I'll tell you that.
Which means so, I'll know it right away.
Probably. All right, here's the first clue. Rich?
Look at that fluffy unicorn! He's so fluffy, I'm gonna die!
You don't know it right away, do you?
No.
Nah. Yeah. Chucker, you know the movie?
No, I do not.
Anybody know? Roberta, Jennifer?
I don't.
No.
Mm-mm.
All right, next clue.
Three little kittens love to play. They had fun in the sun all day. Wow, this is garbage. You actually like this?
800-510-8255. I will be amazed if anybody gets this.
I should know this.
All right, last clue.
The rest of the plan is simple. I fly to the moon. I shrink the moon. I grab the moon. I sit on the toilet with what?
All right.
So it's an animated flick.
800-510. Somebody's getting it. Look at this. I'm interested in this. People, all right, so somebody will figure it out.
I should know this. My kids probably have seen this.
But you don't, so be quiet and let the audience figure it out.
I don't know if my daughter watches horror movies.
I know.
Yeah, poor kid. 800 doesn't stand a chance. 510-8255, never won before in movie moments. And you know the answer, what this movie is, help yourself. All right, Richie, we need some moments here.
We do, yes.
All right, stand by. Chuck has movie news in a minute.
People with the earliest signs of Alzheimer's have 5 times higher risk of falling than healthy older adults. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The study was reported this week at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Paris. Researchers at Washington University in St. Louis studied the rate of falls among more than 100 healthy seniors. Those who fell more often tested positive for an abnormal brain protein called amyloid, which is associated with Alzheimer's. Dr. Bill Thies with the Alzheimer's Association.
In older adults, falls can lead to increased disability and death. They're also expensive. Medical costs from falls are more than $19 billion a year. If you know an older person who suddenly seems prone to falling, you should take them to the doctor for a full evaluation, including Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Thies added that more research is needed to explore the role of motor deficits and falls as possible early signs of Alzheimer's. For more information, visit ALZ.org. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Hi, Chuck, what's the scoop?
Transformers actor Doug Shia LaBeouf been cast as the lead in Robert Redford's a new political action thriller, which he will direct, titled The Company You Keep. Good to see Redford work, at least behind the camera.
Yeah.
Other news with tracking, reportedly a little soft on Rise of the Planet of the East, which opens on August 5th. 20th Century Fox released a 3-minute clip yesterday on the Internet. And I got to say, besides the nifty effects, the story seems to have a very strong emotional core, which is rare in a summer film. I look forward to it. It opens
here in your Planet of the Apes movies.
I like that.
Yeah, I know you do. Zach, have I ever spoken to you before?
You have.
Have I? And what happened when I talked to you before?
I didn't get it.
Oh, okay. Aww. Well, here's your chance to get it. What's the name of the movie?
Despicable Me.
Yes, it is, in
good
fact.
Good one.
Number one movie during this week in 2010. Hi, Richie, you satisfied now?
Yeah. Doug, imagine that. You didn't know it?
Oh,
but somebody else actually did.
59.
Shock.
Chucker, talk to you tomorrow.